Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely wonderful day today. It's definitely an interesting day here in the United States. We've seen a lot of different things going on all over the place. And one thing that's interesting, and I wanted to just kind of clarify this at the beginning. I was talking to one of my friends last night, and I talked to Dad last night as well. And, you know, we see what's going on with this virus all across the country. We already know that. We've talked about it. We also know that we're not seeing any of the truth on ways to fight it and natural things you can do to treat it whatsoever from the mainstream media. Fear and loathing is pretty much the only thing that they've tried to do, and then tell everybody that there's a remnant of hope because they're expediting an RNA-based vaccine out as quickly as possible. But just like that, overnight, sporting events, concerts, jobs, schools, colleges, everything now, pretty much even your ability to leave your home here shortly, is going to be under full control of the government. I just thought I would kind of bring that up there. I saw yesterday after, you know, the basketball league canceled its events, Major League Baseball shut down everything, including spring training, NHL shut down, the NCAA, March Madness shut down, Major League Soccer suspended, PGA Tour event continues to go on without fans. Japan is now discussing canceling the Olympics this year, the Olympics. Disney World shut down, all of Disney, Florida Disney, California Disney, which I have no fanfare about that one. They should have already acted upon that weeks ago, just for the fact that, I mean, Disney World is not going to be a hygienic area for people all over the world going there. But it's interesting also to see is that they never let a good crisis go to waste. And when I say they, I mean the bankers, the globalist boys. At the same time, we know that the economy is taking a massive downturn for the worst. We have Trump get on national television two nights ago and say that he's going to be giving a massive aid package to the cruise lines and the airlines. And, you know, I didn't really think much about that at first when I was watching the show, because quite frankly, it was kind of a shell shock address that he put out there. And the more I thought about it, the more I kind of chuckled in irony is, we've gotten had again, guys. We've gotten played again. The cruise lines, which are a roughly $50-plus billion-a-year industry, don't operate in the United States. They operate out of Israel and other various bases in Europe. They pay zero income tax. Actually, virtually all cruise lines pay any tax whatsoever, except port fee taxes when they dock a ship. They operate in maritime law and international waters. They are not held to any accountability by any government. Most people don't realize this. Congress has tried numerous times to regulate and control cruise ships, every which time has failed miserably because they're in a murky gray area. They operate outside of the bounds of U.S. law, meaning they pay zero taxes. So why is it our responsibility as American citizens to fund a multi-billion dollar aid package to give to the cruise line ships that do not contribute one single penny to the U.S. economy support or infrastructure? And people argue and say, well, they bring in people and they bring in tourism. Okay, so they bring in a few boats here and there, Alaska, they bring in some boats to Florida and so forth, but most of those people also pay large sums of money to the cruise ships just to go off the boat to get involved in things like expeditions, and you pay for these little adventures you go on. So in reality, they're still making money off the tourism that they are bringing to the land. So I just thought I would kind of bring that up here. And then we see yesterday the Fed chairman comes out now. This is so funny. And I'm watching the market yesterday. It's in a free-for-all. And all of a sudden, the market skyrockets. Dow just, I mean, explodes back up. It's like 2,200 points down. Reverses back to only like, you know, 400 or 500 points down. And all of a sudden, me and Steve are here. I went, oh, Ted came in here. Dad came in here. And was, this is something happened. Sure enough, 4 minutes later, Fed chairman declares they're doing a $4 trillion $1 trillion repo bailout that's quantitative easing, but it's not quantitative easing. I can't even make this stuff up. So now, again, we have the market that has been saturated with cheap money, quantitative easing to infinity, repo bailout loans for $150 billion a night for pretty much as far back as you can look, on and off, all the way down to $30 billion and up. And now we're saying, hey, guess what, guys? Because you massively overinflated the market, because you completely and totally manipulate everything, we're now going to dump $4 trillion in bailout money back into the system to try to curb this massive drop-off, when in reality, again, it's the same thing we saw in 2008. Multi-hundred-billion-dollar bailouts for the banks that completely and totally screwed the American population, ruined families, seized houses, killed, I mean, just everything. I mean, it was horrible what they did. And then they got bailed out, and the executives got these massive bonuses and jetted out of the country. And now we're seeing the exact same thing happen again, all under the guise of blaming the coronavirus, which, let's be real, guys. I mean, this is a rough virus. It's definitely bad. We've had, you know, 1,700 cases in the U.S. so far. But I've already told you guys how to fix it. I've already told you about our friend over there in South Korea that sent us a letter on Facebook that was able to knock it out within a few days with proper supplementation. This isn't some unbelievably – this is the Black Plague. We're not talking about a 75% death rate with this thing. It's not that. But yet – the media and the government now has pretty much taken it upon themselves to dictate anything and everything we're able to do. I mean, what if we're going to give bailouts, we're going to give support, why are we not giving some money to the restaurant industry and to the servers? Think of it. I've been a server. I was a server in college. Think about if you're a server right now. Your income's about to go to zero. I mean, I have a lot of empathy for that. That's rough. When you base your entire income off tips, you're making $3.50 an hour when you're working and everything else is tips, and now people aren't going to go to restaurants. You already see that right now. Why didn't Trump bring that up? Why didn't he talk about the American population that's working that's basically going to have to be quarantined their home if they want to because they don't want to be exposed to this stuff at work? What about that support? What about those bailout funds? Oh, that's a moot point. We got to take care of Carnival, you know, because Carnival, they're Israeli based. You know, we got to make sure we take care of Israel because, you know, they need to get their multi-billion-dollar pay bailout because they don't pay U.S. income tax at all. So they're the first thing that we need to make sure we take care of. Unbelievable, Dad. The more I look at this, the more I realize it's another 2008 on steroids again, and we're getting completely and totally sold down the river by the banks again. How pathetic it is.
It never stops, Austin. You know, this is the same group that I talked about this yesterday, that Jesus ran out of the doggone temple with the money changers. It's the same group. It's always the same group. It's the Babylonian money magic. It's what they do. Their father is Lucifer. I mean, Jesus straight called them out in the book of John. And this is who runs the planet. And, you know, yesterday a friend of mine who was a top executive at a major university who basically was frustrated because all of the playoff games for the universities just stopped yesterday. They just said they stopped today, done. Because, you know, Trump's little, you know, unbelievable 9-1-1, shoot the flares up, scare the crap out of the entire planet speech the other night. And it was so frustrating. He finally, the guy said to me, he goes, look, Ted, he goes, who's doing this? Who's really doing this? And I said, dude, you really don't want to know. And he goes, no. He goes, I've had enough. I've had enough. He goes, you've been telling me this is going to happen. I've been just thinking that maybe it won't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen. I knew you read a lot, but, you know, I was kind of trying to ignore it. But now it's happened. He goes, who in the world runs the planet? And I said to him, I said, it started, you know, back, you know, right after the Rothschild banking cartel took control of the Bank of England back during the Napoleonic Wars. And I said, it started about 1820. The international bankers and the international Masonic lodges who were based in Kabbalah decided they wanted to rebuild a third temple in Israel and reestablish the country of Israel to do so they could bring in their temple and bring in their Antichrist. And he goes, are you kidding me? It goes back 200 years. I said, oh, yeah. It goes back thousands of years, actually, but 200 years ago is when they really started it. And they pushed the narrative. Now, the Jews that were all in Europe, they didn't want to go back to Israel, a pile of rocks with a bunch of Arabs that hated them. They said, forget it, we're not going back. I mean, telling them they were going back to Israel was news to the Jews. The Jews didn't want to do it. They had no interest in doing it. And then I explained to them that the guy named Darby wrote basically the Bible, the Scofield version of the Bible. His name was Darby. And then Scofield later hijacked it 30, 40 years later, couldn't get any traction because it was nonsense because Israel had been written out of the prophecies. Because they had basically been scattered and destroyed, and they wouldn't stop worshiping Baal, Moloch, and Asherah because they had picked all that stuff up from Egypt along with all of the stuff from the ancient Canaanite religions while they were in captivity. And a group of them, a certain sect of them, who weren't even basically true Jews, they were basically Satanists, had this stuff going on all the time at night in their little services and their human sacrifices, and Jesus knew who they were. Jesus called them, said, "Your father's Lucifer," said in the book of John. So my buddy said to me, well, what does that have to do with today? I said, well, the Scofield Reference Bible was then pushed by Samuel Untermeyer, who's a hardcore Zionist who wanted the reestablishment of Israel, also a hardcore Masonic leader. And he's the one who basically blackmailed Woodrow Wilson to get us the Federal Reserve and basically took Scofield, made him famous in the circles in New York City, took him over to England and had the Oxford Press, one of the most prestigious printing presses of the day, publishers of the world, print the Scofield Bible and distribute it to all the international Christian seminary schools. And I said, which pushed this entire narrative of the rebuilding of the Third Temple. And I said, and that's where we find ourselves. Then World War I happened, and we had the Balfour Declaration, which was from Lord Rothschild. And he basically said that he could get the United States into the war and basically end the war for England, but they had to establish Israel and take Palestine away. All this stuff is just history, guys. And I told my buddy, I said, this is what happened. And I said, and then they had to have massive persecution start against the Jews in Europe. So they had World War II, which then pushed so many of the Jews who were being persecuted so heavily in so many countries into Israel, into the United States. And then right after the war, Israel was formed, and there was a mass exodus of Jews that continued to go into Israel. And now we have the same group of Masonic leaders and world leaders pushing for the rebuilding of a third temple. So like the book of Thessalonians says, they'll be able to bring an Antichrist out and declare himself God on the steps of the temple. This is the goal of all these guys, to bring in a one-world government, basically under Noahide laws, with a one-world religion, which if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to be beheaded. My buddy said to me, he goes, wow, that's a lot to swallow. And I said, I didn't say it was easy. I didn't say these guys are nuts. I'm just saying this is what they believe. This is what they did. And now this international banking cartel, which controls almost all countries in the world, including China and Russia and everybody else, except for Syria and, you know, Iran, you know, and basically North Korea and, you know, Venezuela. Yeah, yes, they had an iffy on that one. They basically have decided that, you know, because Venezuela is pretty much under control of these guys, that they're going to control the entire planet through one world currency. And I said, that's where this is all going. And he goes, well, this is all tied together with the coronavirus. I said, yeah. I said, personally, the coronavirus reeks of CIA, Mossad, MI6 involvement. Reeks of it. I mean, it's a stench. Remember, the CIA controls the media through Operation Mockingbird. So I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send you a whole bunch of links, and I did yesterday, for you to listen to and for you to read. I said, then make your own mind up. And I said, but do me a favor. I said, every single thing I say and everything I send you, research it. Do your own research, and you're going to find out, unless it's been censored off of the internet, that I'm telling you the truth. And he says, okay, I'll do it. And so that was yesterday. So he has not gotten back with me yet. Now, guys, here's the thing. I'm trying to let you know all of that for this reason. Somebody built this virus. Okay, Iran, who basically hates Israel, is saying that it's Israel who built it. Okay, Israel's now saying they have a cure for it. I reported that almost 3 weeks ago, that they have a cure for the coronavirus. They have a vaccine for it. They've got a cure for it. I mean, how that seems awful. How should I say? Strange that they could come up with a shot, a vaccine that quickly for it, unless it was already like in development, like before it was released, like maybe it was already developed before it got released. Maybe they had a cure for it before they released it. And then we have all these top executives just disappearing, quitting their jobs. And then we find out that a lot of these top executives are heading out to their underground bunker complexes right now. You think, well, really? I said, oh, yeah, they're hopping on their private jets and chartering private jets, and they're going to their underground bunkers with their filtered air systems. You think, well, why would they do all that? Well, maybe they don't want to get coronavirus. You know, this thing's got an HIV component to it. It's got a SARS component to it. And they really turned something loose on us. And, you know, so who did it? Well, I don't know. You think it was Israel? I don't know. You think it was Russia? No. You think it was China? Why would China kill their own people like this? So that kind of leaves us. Remember what happened just a few months ago that nobody's talking about anymore? Jeffrey Epstein was tied to the Mossad. Tied. Linked. Him and Giselle. Linked to the Mossad. Her father was also a Mossad agent. I mean, all of these people are tied together with these international spy groups and international blackmail rings. And all of a sudden, Jeffrey Epstein supposedly kills himself, which I don't believe he's even dead, because Mossad didn't kill Mossad. And all of a sudden, we have Donald Trump getting impeached. So nobody wants to talk about Jeffrey Epstein anymore. And now we have Donald Trump's impeachment's over with, so they've got to do something else. And then Bill Gates, about the same time Trump's being impeached, decides to run a big simulation on coronavirus. How many people can be dead? Like they're doing a simulation and a test on it about the same time it gets loose in China. Imagine that. Imagine that again. Yeah, like, you know, they were doing remember when 9/11 happened? They were running, you know, a test. All of these things seem to be happening when they run these drills. You know, in Vegas, they were running a drill. Everybody's running drills all the time when things go live. I just find that really odd. And that's where we find ourselves now, basically under the control of an international banking community that's tied together with the CIA, MI6, Mossad, the Vatican, and international crime organizations like the Jewish Mafia and the Italian Mafia and the Irish Mafia and the Russian Mafia. It's like we're being run by an international cabal of Luciferian worshipers who basically do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it. And now they decided it's time to depopulate the planet and to put the whole planet into a giant uproar. And, of course, they have their little puppet, who's been a puppet in the White House now since John F. Kennedy was killed. You know, read the speech that somebody supposedly wrote for him, using complete sentences, no less. And now we have this entire planet on lockdown, including shutting down a Disney World. That's how serious they are about this, guys. Remember, ABC – be very careful how I'm saying this – as far as I'm concerned, by the research that I've done, ABC is controlled by the same international banking community that we've been talking about here for the last 20 minutes. There you go. And all of a sudden, they decide they're going to shut down their theme park, Disney World. Now, if you guys have ever been to Disney World, you only get a small scope of what it is. With the hundreds of thousands of employees, the unbelievable amount of tourism that's brought in, the unbelievable amount of traffic it brings into Central Florida, it's not really something we ever wanted here. It just happened. And it's an incredible money-making machine. And I'm going to show you the result these guys have. They're still paying their staff for the next 2 weeks. They shut it down until the end of the month. They're paying their staff and their workers now all the way through the end of the month as if they never missed a day of work, and they're shutting the parks down. But they're so greedy, they won't shut their hotels down because they have to make sure people have a place to stay here in Central Florida still, and they can still suck them up for their $20 hot dogs, et cetera, in the hotels. And see, this is what they're doing. This is to the extent of where they're planning on doing this. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci says a complete U.S. shutdown is on the table. Now, he doesn't outline what that means. Now, listen to me, friends. This is really, really important. Does that mean a complete U.S. shutdown includes closing the mail down, closing FedEx down, closing UPS down? It probably does. Does that mean that you can no longer get supplements because it's a shutdown? Probably. So I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to do it in all urgency right now. Thank you for supporting Health Masters and getting your supplements from us. Thank you. But if you're not going to support us, get your supplements somewhere. We're to that point now, because there's a high probability you're not going to be able to get vitamin C because you won't be able to get it shipped to you. You won't be able to get D3K2. You won't be able to get potassium iodide or astragalus or black seed oil. Now, I don't know how to make that any more urgent. I raised my DEFCON alert to an 8 yesterday because of the unbelievable economic turmoil. This is before Disney even shut down. I mean, I never thought I'd go to an 8, guys. I never thought I'd go past 5 or 6, to be honest with you. I really didn't. Because I'm not an alarmist. But, you know, Austin and I have been bringing you this news now since the first week in January. And then by the second week of January, when my buddy called me from China on that text or that Skype, and I said, guys, this is not a joke. This is going to get bad here, and it's coming this way, and our government's doing nothing to stop the amount of people coming out of China who are infected with this stuff. And you guys listened. You guys listened. But remember, you need 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. That means a bottle of the vitamin C that we have is going to last you about 10 days. You need 3 bottles a month per person. You got 4 people in your family, you need like 12 bottles a month. That's what you're going to have to have. And you think, well, that's a lot of vitamin C. Well, yeah, it is. Now, the D3, K2, and the potassium iodide, that goes a long ways. You know, that'll last one person, 3 people, 1 month, each bottles of those. Those are fine. Those are great. But the C is just really, because it's water soluble, you got to take a lot of it to keep your body's immune system strong. And again, it's like Austin said, not one word from any of these people about what vitamin C, D3, or iodide will do. Why? Because they continue to push the medical Rockefeller-Rothschild medical complex so they can make hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars on vaccines. Guys, you don't know what's in that vaccine. It could have nanodust in it. It could have live virus in it. Remember, they did it with Baxter Labs a few years ago with the SARS thing. That thing was they were contaminated with live virus, and the guy tested it on his ferrets, and they all died, and it wasn't distributed. That was the first big event. They were trying to trigger this to get this thing started all over the world. They already did this once. Now they did it. So, guys, just be frosty on this. Realize, Fauci said on Friday the crisis would last for at least a few more weeks and possibly up to 2 months. He said there's no doubt we have not yet peaked, and things could get worse. He said he was not sure if the U.S. would reach full shutdown mode, but it was not off the table. There are more than 1,700 people in the U.S. with coronavirus. It's not 1,700, guys. Ohio has said now they have over 100,000 is projections what they have right now just in Ohio. So there are millions right now that are probably infected with coronavirus. Fauci promised that testing was going to become more available. That's a total lie. We haven't. This is the administration has so dropped the ball on these tests. They should have been having these things produced back in December when they saw this thing coming from China. If not December, by January, it should have been put on the fast track, and it's not. In California, doctors have been receiving tests from the CDC that are missing crucial components. In other words, they don't work, almost like they're trying to spread this stuff on purpose. How strange is that? There's been a hurry to approve privately developed tests for the virus to get them to the public. It remains to be seen, though, when anyone in America wants to get a test, we'll get one. Until then, the country is being told to be vigilant about social distancing and stay away from the vulnerable and wash your hands. President Trump, who has come into contact with several dignitaries and politicians with the virus, has not even been tested for it yet. He's refused, according to the White House. Coronavirus symptoms? Guys, they're going to be everywhere pretty doggone quick. I've got a friend of mine. His name is Mike Florentino from the Florentino restaurant chains. And I spoke to him last night. And he's Italian. He's born in Italy. He called us. He called Italy yesterday to want to see really what was going on. And he said it was horror. Horror. He said the people there were sequestered in their homes. They didn't know what to do. They couldn't even go out. They were basically dying by the droves as far as the elderly. And that they were having to be given, how should I say this? They were having to ration out health care, and the doctors were having to determine who got to live and who got to die based upon how much health care was available. Is that where we're heading right now in the United States? I don't know. Sure seems that way. But guys, get your supplements. Get them as quick as you can. Get as many as you can. And just hang on, because it's going to be an interesting ride. What do you think, Austin?
Well, it's well said, and like you said, it's continually frustrating to me that nothing's been brought up about this in the mainstream media, even reported by Ortho Molecular Medicine News Service just last week. It was on March 3rd, a little over a week and a half ago. The government of Shanghai in China announced that it was recommending that coronavirus disease, the COVID-19, be treated with high amounts of vitamin C, with dosage recommendations varying from 50 to 200 milligrams per kilo of body weight, up to 200 milligrams per kilo per day intravenously. They said these dosages are approximately 4,000 to 16,000 milligrams daily for an adult administered by IV. The official backing for vitamin C therapy for coronavirus by the Shanghai government follows several small independent studies and at least 3 clinical trials reporting successful treatment of coronavirus patients with vitamin C, including one at Ziyang Zhanghu University Second Hospital. The associate director for the clinical trials, Richard Klin, MD, PhD in the U.S., has been working closely with medical and governmental authorities in China to encourage Chinese hospitals to implement vitamin C therapy through both high oral doses and by intravenous. The use of vitamin C is also supported by the Shanghai Medical Association. Based on a clinical study involving more than 300 patients, the SMA is recommending high doses of vitamin C even for light infections of coronavirus. Why is this not being discussed? Why? Because fear, loathing, and panic is what the media and government wants to push right now. If you guys saw Eamon Javers two nights ago, from CNBC reported, and I quote, this is what he said, a White House official is now telling me President Trump is considering issuing a disaster declaration for the entire United States under the Stafford Act. No decision yet, but this would free up a lot of funding and put FEMA fully in the fight against the virus. So we have FEMA now. Now we want to bring FEMA into it. Oh, that's right. So we're going to have to give FEMA probably another $50 billion grant package, of course, so FEMA can do something miraculous and all of a sudden stop vitamin C or stop people from contracting coronavirus. But then again, they're not even talking about vitamin C. So what are they planning on doing? What are they planning on doing? How are they planning on stopping this? Well, we know, and this is interesting, because I pulled some of the articles up from 2009 during the H1N1 big scare. You guys remember this? Now, this guy's going to wake you up real quick. This was back from 2009, July 31st, 2009, by Global Research. This is an article from CNN. They said here, and I quote, the proposal is awaiting final approval from the Defense Secretary Robert Gates. The plan calls for a military task force that works in conjunction with FEMA. Oh, here we go again. There is no final decision on how the military effort would be manned, but one source says it would likely include key personnel from all branches in the military. Civilian authorities would lead in a relief effort in the event of a major outbreak of H1N1. The military, as they would for any natural disaster or significant emergency situation, would provide support and fulfill any tasks that the civilian authorities could not, such as air transport or testing large numbers of viral samples from infected patients. As a first step, Gates is being asked to sign a so-called executive order that would authorize the military to begin to conduct the detailed planning to execute the proposed plan. Orders to deploy actual forces would be reviewed later, depending on how much of the health threat the flu poses this fall. That was from CNN, July 2009, military planning for possible H1N1 outbreak. And what that proposed plan went in detail and saying was that U.S. military would support FEMA civilian authorities in doing a nationwide vaccine rollout. This is back from 2009, guys. Lest the American population's short attention span doesn't remember this, they already tried to do this. The problem was the H1N1 didn't take off the way they wanted it to. And again, we see this now where we may have numbers that are massively high in the United States. We may have numbers that are massively elevated. We don't really know, but the biggest thing that we do know is a fact that vitamin C helps fight this off, and we know that proper sanitation and simply not being in close proximity of people. If you still want to go out and do stuff, I'm not even telling you not to do that right now. But what I'm saying is use wisdom. But ironically enough, we saw this same thing happen 11 years ago. At the same time, we had Greg Ebsen write an article with News with Views. This was back in July 2009, the height of the H1N1 scare, and he was a retired state trooper, if you guys remember this. And he said, I have been made aware that they have been discussing, through FEMA, massive roadblock plans to stop all travelers and put a vaccine bracelet, a stainless steel band with a microchip on board that will basically show them that you have had your H1N1 flu shot. Refuse it, and you'll be placed on a prison FEMA bus and taken to a quarantine camp and await testing. What will you do when your children are not allowed into school without the bracelet? What will you do if you're not allowed into your workplace without the vaccine paperwork or bracelet? Groceries, banks, shopping, plane, bus, train, mall, the list goes on. And it's ironic because I forgot all about this article 11 years ago. And I was doing some more research, digging up some archives, and I found it. And it's exactly what I told you. And then ironically enough, we see that article that came out a couple weeks ago, that opinion article where people were saying that, hey, you need to have papers to get on a plane now. Once we get this vaccine, guys, you know, this is what they were saying. Once this vaccine's out, you shouldn't be able to fly on a plane without this, without your vaccine papers. This stuff's too horrible. Well, guys, I think we're starting to see this because, in my opinion, what's about to unfold over the next few weeks is going to be a test to see how we have assimilated the government's lessons in compliance, fear, and police state tactics. Best believe a test to see how quickly we'll march in lockstep with the government dictates, no questions asked, and a test to see how little resistance we'll offer up to the government's power grabs when made in the name of a national security. Most critically of all, this test is to see whether the Constitution and our commitment to the principles enshrined in the Bill of Rights can survive a national crisis and a true state of emergency. I think that's where we're headed with this, guys. After I looked at everything last night and I'm seeing what's going on, again, remember, it's showing the population that we're powerless without the government. The government has to come in to protect us. The government has to deploy FEMA. The government has to tell us we can't go to a concert. The government has to tell us we can't go to an MLB baseball game. The government has to tell us we can't go to Disney World. The government has to tell us we can't fly on a plane. Now, I'm not saying whatsoever that some of these measures are not just common sense or at least, you know, smart measures in some cases when you do have a virus going wild to prevent direct contact with people. There's no question about that. There's no argument there with me on this. But what I'm saying is the power grab and the level that this has escalated so quickly makes me tend to believe this is another 9/11 event, to where the event really happened. There's no question about it. That we're not saying like, oh, this is fake news. There is no virus. It's a complete and total lie. Don't even believe any of it. Continue to not wash your hands. Don't take your vitamins. Cough on people as actively as you can because this is total fake news. I'm not saying that. That's idiotic. What I am saying is there is a level to this that I really think was a complete and total direct false flag to try to get this spooled up to see if it would take. I think the same thing with H1N1. I think the same thing with Ebola. I think the same thing with Zika. I think some of those, there were factions of them that were real, but they couldn't get them to take. For whatever reason, this coronavirus, being that they decided to concoct it in some sicko laboratory and put an HIV protein to it, I mean, you got to be one sick, demented, blankety-blank to sit there and go, you know what, we're going to add an HIV protein to a really aggressive virus. We're going to see what happens in the general population we release it. Ho, 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 ho. I mean, dude, you got to be a sick person. But that doesn't surprise me because we know what these guys already do. I told you guys that before. This is, my opinion, 2008 on steroids with the money markets. This is what they're doing. And, of course, they're going to reap trillions of dollars. And I said that with a T, trillions of dollars. By the time we see what the Fed does with quantitative easing and the bailouts they're going to give the airlines and carnival companies or cruise ship companies and all this stuff, they're going to siphon that much more money at the expense of the American taxpayer, and at the same time, they're going to test to see how compliant and complacent the general populace is at doing exactly what they say. And that's why I said before, what I think we're about to see right here is to see how well the government can establish compliance and fear in the population and forcing us to do stuff. If the next couple weeks roll out the way the government wants them to, and everybody basically shelters in fear and terrified to do anything and stares at CNN 24/7 to wait for the next, you know, death count to pop up, I fully believe they are going to roll out the vaccine. They already tried to do it in 2009 with the H1N1. I just read you the article from CNN with FEMA and the U.S. military. Read you the article from the state trooper. That was already in place, guys. They already had those things in place. But yet, they don't tell us anything about nutrients. They don't tell us about D3 and macrophage. They don't tell us anything about vitamin C. In fact, they're actively suppressing information coming out of China regarding vitamin C. They suppress any information whatsoever and call it fake news. That's why Facebook keeps taking everything down. Heck, when we saw the information come out of South Korea that basically this was a HIV protein-based coronavirus, they banned it. They banned it, guys. They said it was fake news. They told them to retract it. They said, you can't put that up there. It's fake news. No, it's not fake news. Five independent researchers have come to this conclusion and studied this coronavirus, and yes, it has an HIV protein. Nope, fake news. I mean, Zero Hedge posted on Twitter. Twitter bans them for posting it. Tell me they're not complicit in what's going on right now. There's not a bigger agenda behind the scenes. So again, I encourage everybody, don't let these guys scare you. Don't let them scare you and fool you into this foolish, oh my gosh, oh, we can't do anything. Basically, I have to sit in our room and basically shudder in fear. Take your supplements, use wisdom, don't go out and do stupid stuff, but also don't live in a spirit of fear, because that's exactly what they are counting on to do right now. I mean, Dad already told you, you went to the movies on Wednesday over here. Now, I'm not saying every movie theater is like that across the country, because I'm sure there's some movie theaters that are still actively functioning, but he told you, went in there. Place ghost town. It's crickets. Walk in. Hear your footsteps in the hallway. Man, nobody here but us. Okay. Guys, understand what they're doing to us right now and realize that there's a bigger picture and a bigger play going on here, and we have to make sure we stay awake and alert on what's happening, and that's why we keep telling you this stuff every single day and bringing out news as quickly as we can get it. I mean, because we already know Pete Gaynor is now the FEMA administrator. I don't know much background about him. I need to do some research on him. If you guys remember, he was basically acting as the FEMA director since the middle of last year, and then they finally basically swore him in on January 16th this year. Ironically enough, this guy gets sworn in after everything last year. Nobody, you know, put it in the law yet. Congress basically, I think, had approved it in like October or something. They confirmed it like September, October last year. They swear him in beginning or middle of January, right when the coronavirus is starting to basically take hold in China. So best believe this guy, I don't know him. I don't know about him much. I'm going to do some research on this Pete Gaynor guy. But it's very interesting that he took over in January all of a sudden, and now we're starting to see that, hey, FEMA may be at the spearhead of this again, and they're going to be basically carte blanche immunity to do whatever they want. Because remember, there's already executive order signed. Once a pandemic occurs, basically the U.S. government and the U.S. FEMA district and the U.S. military can pretty much do anything they want. And if you appear at any point in time to have any type of symptoms whatsoever, they quarantine you. So just use wisdom on this, guys. Make sure you understand what's going on and stay alert and very prepared, as you already should have been for years before this. I mean, this shouldn't be the time to prepare now. You should already be prepared. But again, make sure you realize what's going on and stay alert and vigilant, Dad.
You know, excellent summary, Austin. Now, I want to say a few things about what you just said. Number one, all of these different things they've done, they've set up, these are all beta tests. You know, the SARS was a beta test. You know, Zika was a beta test. What they do is they test the media and they test reactions from the general public. And they find out which words and which key phrases create the most hysteria. I'm just telling you, this is all Bernays stuff. They find out what segment, what training, what words, what colors. They have colors now, by the way, that they'll put behind the newscasters. What color is their suit? What color is their tie? What color is the background? How do they hold their head? All of these things are tested. These things are all tested as to generate the maximum response and maximum amount of fear and basically dread in the population that's listening to what the newscaster is saying. So then it's like Austin said, you sit in front of CNN or Fox, and you wait for the next death count. And you go, oh, my God, the death count's up to 100,000. Oh, my God, the death count's up to 1,000,000. And you go, wow, that's pretty awful. Well, yeah, that's how they do it. Now, whether the death count is that or not, you don't know. Listen to me, you don't know. You're not counting bodies. You're believing what the government has said based upon algorithms, based upon testing and beta tests and studies that they've done how to invoke the maximum amount of fear. You think 9/11 was an accident? You think that 9/11 wasn't prepared, planned? Remember, they were doing another drill of the towers being hit by airplanes the morning the towers were hit by airplanes. I mean, this thing's so ludicrous, you can't even believe these guys because all they do is lie. And sadly, what's going to happen in the end is the revisionists are going to write history. And they're going to say, oh, my gosh, the government responded so great, blah, blah, blah. Look what happened in 2020. And this Zika virus or whatever you want to call it now, the coronavirus, sweeps across the world. And, you know, the government of the United States stood firm in their beliefs and their convictions of holding the republic together, just like they did with Abraham Lincoln. Oh, yeah, they put a memorial up to that boy, the Lincoln Memorial in D.C., the great butcher of the South. He sent Sherman's boys in the rape, kill, and pillage a 60-mile swath all the way from Atlanta to the ocean, and then laughed about it, thought it was funny. Yeah, he got himself a memorial, didn't he? We made him the big history of the Civil War, the big hero of the Civil War, and all of a sudden we now have to go basically sit there with a memorial to Abraham Lincoln. Read the book The South Was Right. Just to give you a little heads up. The war wasn't fought over slavery, but that's what we were taught. The war was fought over states' rights. Slavery was a minor point. Most of the plantation owners were already freeing the slaves because Eli Whitney, remember him, guys, from your history lessons, had developed a cotton gin, and it was a lot cheaper to run a cotton gin over cotton fields than it was to pay slaves to pick the cotton. Just a heads up for you guys that don't know a little bit of history on there. Of course, if you're my listeners and you're not tuning in the first time you're listening, you would already know this because I've covered this before. I'm going to read you guys some scripture real quick. This came from Rainey yesterday. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. Romans 15:3. Now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Guys, listen to me. They're trying to get everybody as scared as they possibly can. You are to remain in peace. You're not to allow yourself to be part of this world system like this. You don't have to be. You were bought at a price. God gave his only begotten son so that you don't have to deal with these clowns right now. And then you can say, you know what? I'm not going to pay attention to this. You know, no harm shall come near me because you are with me. And guys, that's what we have to understand. Because what they're doing is they're doing a worldwide meltdown, including banks, including healthcare systems, including hospitals, to cover their tracks of what they've done with their illegal Babylonian magic money scheme, Ponzi scheme they've had going now with the stock market and quantitative easing and the Federal Reserve Bank for years and years and years. All Federal Reserve banks globally, all of them, always fail. Fiat currency always fails because once you have enough debt going into that fiat system, the people can no longer pay the debt. The debt becomes overwhelming, just like a chain letter. Okay, this is what it is, a Ponzi scheme. And what ends up happening is it collapses internally. That's what they're covering right now. And they're using a global pandemic to cover this thing that they're doing. Guys, listen to me for a second. You know, America is shutting down as Congress has warned 150 million will be infected with coronavirus. Highways and airports are deserted. D.C. is a ghost town, and millions of people mob grocery stores to get supplies. This is what's going on right now. It would see 46% of the U.S. population infected with the virus at the upper end of the projection. At the low end of the projection, it would mean about 700,000 deaths with the virus's current mortality rate. They're telling us all of this information right now, but yet not one person on the national news front has said one thing about taking supplements to increase your immune system. The other day I was on that big show out of Fort Lauderdale, and they said, Doc, what do we do? What do we do? We don't know what to do. And I said, hey, number one, don't panic. 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day. 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every day. 10,000 IUs of D3 with K2 every single day. And they go, oh, man, thank you so much. I said, yeah, just do that. Now, does that mean that every single person who does that is going to be safe from the coronavirus? No. Does that mean that's going to cure the coronavirus? No. What that means is that's going to strengthen your immune system and give you a good fighting chance to get through this stuff. That's what that means. That means that, hey, do the best you can. Do everything you can. Two fundamental principles of life. Pray like it's all up to God. Work like it's all up to you. That's all you can do. But what you don't need to do is walk in fear. Because fear is false evidence appearing real. And basically what ends up happening is we paralyze ourselves. Now, an article just came by Greg Connors, USA Watch. And they're talking about Deutsche Bank right now. And it says, another way the markets can crash is a full-blown banking crisis that's brewing in Europe. At the center is Deutsche Bank, which the IMF called the most systemically dangerous bank in the world back in 2016. The USA Watchdog says that if Deutsche Bank stock crashed through the 644 target price, it could go down to zero. Zero. I mean, how could stock be worth zero? Deutsche Bank closed Thursday at 553, down 15% in one day. Here's the problem. Deutsche Bank's one of the largest banks in the world, the largest bank in Europe. It signed on to all of those derivatives with Greece and everything else when it signed the German people up to it. Deutsche Bank is not solvent. Deutsche Bank is a giant mess. All these banks are. You know, we've told you guys for years you should be investing your money into silver and gold. Gold has done great. We told you to buy gold at $1,000 an ounce. Now it's up to $1,600 an ounce approximately right now, depending on what the day you're listening to the show. You know, that's a huge return. But, guys, it just is what it is, okay? The coronavirus, the European leaders are finally acknowledging the scale of the crisis. The number of new coronavirus in Europe is doubling on the average every 72 hours. Now, you listen to that? That's what it hears. Remember, I told you 5 days. Now it's actually 3 days in Europe. That means it's going to be 3 days here. It has increased in some countries over the last 2 weeks by 1,000. There's nothing to stop the expansion unless those societies move aggressively, including introducing social distancing. You know what's so funny to me? So I hear people say on the telephone, I'll reach out to you later. And I'm like, the other day I said, reach out to me. What does that mean? Well, you know, I mean, I'll call you. I said, why don't you just say you'll call me? And they say, what do you mean? You know what reach out? I said, no, no, no. How are you going to reach out? You reach out to the telephone? Just call me. Stop this political correct crap. I'll reach out to you. These little things they say now. I'll give you a call in a few minutes. Okay, great. Including social distancing. Okay, why don't you say you stay away from crowds? Why don't we do that instead of social distancing? I'm sorry, I digress. By the way, there's a little bit of humor for you guys. We need to modify our behavior. We need to start practicing that now. We have to modify our behavior in ways that reduces the risks of transmitting diseases. Okay. I think we need to start thinking in terms of social risk. You mean like staying away from other people. If I have a cold and I go to work and I shake hands with my older colleague who has a chronic medical condition, I could be responsible for that person's death. So what does Dr. Richie Hatchett is saying? Yeah, that's true. But we've known that all along. Merkel said her government's top priority was to slow down the contagion, prevent a collapse of the German healthcare system. There you go. This is Germany we're talking about, one of the largest industrial powers in the world. The coronavirus disease has now reached more than 45 countries in Europe, whereas March the 12th, more than 30,000 people have tested positive for the disease. Guys, these numbers are super, super low. They're much, much higher than this. Disease is spreading fast. More than 28,000 coronavirus cases. 93% of all cases in Europe were confirmed during the first 12 days in March. The number of cases has been doubling on the average every 72 hours. Do the math. Okay, you got 7 cycles. You think we got 15 days left. You got 5 cycles left this month. It's going to be 30,000, 60,000, 120,000, 240,000, 500,000, rounded up, million by the end of the month. Next month it'll be 2 million, 4 million, 6 million, 8 million. Hang on, million. 2 million, 4 million, 8 million, 16 million, 32 million. And then we've got 3 more cycles, 64. So pretty much the entire continent of Europe will be completely covered with this stuff within 4 weeks, which is probably the same thing that we have here in the United States. Italy is Europe's worst affected country, followed by Spain, France, and Germany. 12 other European countries have reported the cases in triple digits, including Switzerland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Netherlands, United Kingdom, Belgium, Austria, Greece, and the Czech Republic, Finland, and Iceland. Now notice Poland's not on this list. Why? Poland doesn't want immigrants coming in who don't know how to flush toilets. Just thought I'd mention that. Just thought I would mention that. In Europe as a whole, more than 1,200 people, 4% of those confirmed as having been infected, have died. Okay, that's a 4% death rate. Now, guys, the problem is that death rate is low. When it comes to the elderly population, we read you that one study that said it was a 28% death rate. So just be aware of what's going on and what you can do to stay healthy. Very, very important. Austin, what do you think, buddy? Austin, you with me? Are you still there? All right. I have no idea if I'm on or if Austin's on right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep on going with this because I'm on a roll. And if Austin comes back here in a moment, then we'll basically let him go again. Now, here's another article. This is from Wall Street Journal. It says, everything is going wrong all at once for the U.S. banks. The epidemic triggers risk from low interest rates, slow loan growth, and a sliding stock in energy prices. The Dow sank over 2,000 points on Monday, and oil had its worst drop since 1991. WSJ's Paul Digda points and breaks down how we got to this point and what investors will be looking at moving forward. Add together some of the biggest challenges the U.S. banks weathered in the dozen years since the financial crisis, and you get an idea of what is happening right now in the international banking community. Guys, you know, we've got to be really, really careful right now not to go into a full-blown panic, but we also have to understand that you have to have enough currency on hand at your home in the event that the ATM shut down or you have to be able to buy stuff and you have to pay cash for it. So make sure you have enough cash set aside in order to make it for at least 30 days. Now, as far as your house payment and all those things, I'm sure you'll still be able to mail checks in for all of that stuff, but I'm talking about just buying food and staples. It's very, very important that we all do that and have the ability at this point to continue to pay for our essentials that we need every single day. Here's another one. Trump authorizes military response after deadly Iran-backed attack. Okay, we don't have enough stuff going on right now in the United States. We have to have 30,000 troops over in Europe right now. Okay, Wednesday's rocket attacks on Camp Tajay, which lies just north of Baghdad, claimed the lives of one British and two American officers and soldiers, and to be expected, the top U.S. defense officials are now pointing the finger at Iran. Of course we have to do it at Iran. I mean, they already have giant holes buried that you see from giant mass graves that you see from space. They don't have enough going on right now. As if the Mideast region and the world, for the matter, needs another crisis to worry about, the Pentagon is talking military retaliation. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Thursday that President Trump has issued the authority to potentially do what we need to do. Well, why don't we do this, guys? Why don't we just chill out in the Middle East for a bit? Why do we not need another war in the middle of a doggone coronavirus epidemic? Why don't we have that? I think that's very, very, very important. By the way, the world's – this is from the Daily Mail – it says how the world is responding to coronavirus. Towns on lockdown, mass gatherings banned, and increased border checks to battle the pandemic. But Boris Johnson declines to stop UK sporting events and says closing schools could make the crisis worse. Now, I have no idea how that would happen. Boris Johnson has chaired a meeting of COBRA Emergency Committee. COBRA sounds like something from a James Bond movie. As a response to the disease escalates, he branded coronavirus as the worst public health crisis in a generation and anticipated many more will die. But the Prime Minister said the UK sporting events will go ahead and that closing schools will do more harm than good. Other countries have brought draconian measures into force, locking down schools and businesses. Coronavirus symptoms, what they are, what you should see a doctor. Guys, this is so important that we understand here that, you know, the coronavirus is more of a dry disease. You don't have a runny nose with coronavirus from the research that I've read. You have like a dry hacking cough. And what this thing does, it goes inside your lungs and starts replicating itself and it starts destroying lung tissue. Very important to understand what coronavirus is and what a common cold is. Because everybody's now who's going to have a cold, everybody's going to think they've got coronavirus. Yep. They'll be running to the doctor, running to the medical establishment, running to the hospital saying, I've got coronavirus. Well, you probably just have a cold. But if you go expose yourself to people in a hospital setting that have coronavirus, there's a real high probability you're going to be exposed to the stuff and may catch it. Guys, remember the scriptures that I read for you today. Remember, guys, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is the day the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Don't allow yourself to be in a panic mindset. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, my friends. Number one, if you panic, you're going to elevate cortisol. You elevate cortisol, you're going to reduce your body's ammonia. You're going to lower your body's own immune system, and you're going to increase your risks of disease, including coronavirus. Just remember that. It's so important to understand that we have to stay focused right now on prevention and taking our supplements and eating clean and stay off the sugar. Really important. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I have not yet had the opportunity to pray for you today. I will pray for you after the show today. God bless you guys. Also, go ahead and finish the show up, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. And kind of a last article, humorous but not, in the UK, sadly enough, is they're continually pushing this political correct nonsense. They just had a commercial now from what's called the UK Home Office, which is like the government home office there, kind of like how it would be like the Capitol Hill or something like that, like an article from that. And it's a video, and it's these different women that basically go in there. And what it says is that nobody should be insulted because of the way they look. And it shows clips of numerous people with different skin conditions or a birthmark or one girl that just shaves her head. And then when it says nobody should be insulted because of the way you look, if you are, it's a hate crime. This is just a hate crime. To insult somebody is a hate crime. But the actual law suggests otherwise. In the UK, a hate crime is defined as actual criminal offense based on a person's disability, race, or religion, or sexual orientation, all this other stuff. Blatantly trying to be egregious now to make everything a hate crime. Well, it's interesting now because they're trying to imply that, say, calling somebody ugly is now a hate crime. Now, calling somebody ugly isn't very nice. That's something very Christian you should do. But what I'm saying is they're trying to push it further and further and further down the line to now where if you even say something to somebody that's just mildly insulting or offensive, if they don't like it, they want it to be classified as a hate crime. And ironically, as the UK is experiencing record high violent crimes and stabbings on a regular basis over there in the UK, I mean, it has not stopped. The government is so bent on making sure they're preventing verbal insults from going any further. I mean, it almost boggles your mind to the degree of how political correctness, how far it can actually go to ruin a country. And the UK is, I mean, it's a prime example. I mean, it is a textbook example of what never to allow happen to your country, especially when it comes to free speech. And it comes to the First Amendment, even though I get it, the UK doesn't have the First Amendment. The United States, they're doing everything they can here to gut, shred, and burn that amendment because they don't want people being able to speak freely. That's what I've talked about repeatedly. When you see these articles about vitamin C, or you see these articles about the HIV component of the coronavirus, and all this stuff gets blocked and banned, and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter are all going nonstop trying to make sure nobody talks about anything, and if they do, it's fake news. Guys, this is the goal. This is what they want to do. They want to completely and totally control the narrative, and to do so, they have to eliminate free speech. So it is crucial that we all continue to speak the truth very loud and very clear. Thank you again for all the support at Health Masters. We are steadily working to make sure everybody's orders go out as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience. And if you guys need anything, healthmasters.com. Have a couple different products on there, including prostate support, which is on sale for product of the week, and multiple other products that you can vote for on product of the week for next Wednesday. So be sure to check that on the website. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. I think Dad's going to be on the Hagman Report tonight. I'm sure he's going to have even more info as well. So be sure to check that out. So just, guys, be prepared, but live in peace. Just know that you're already prepped and live your life and enjoy it. I tell you that every day, and I mean that sincerely because that's what we're doing down here in Florida. So, again, thank you for the support. Have an awesome, blessed weekend, and I'll talk to you guys again Monday as always.